or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 24th day of August, 2011. After 42 years in power, Muammar Gaddafi has reportedly been driven from Tripoli, if we are to believe these new radio transmissions that he's been putting out. The al-Qaeda forces have officially entered under NATO protection into the government complexes, and the new civil war quagmire can begin. And Gaddafi is telling the different tribal groups around the country to begin attacking quote, new al-Qaeda government. And it is an al-Qaeda government. Just last night, I was doing some more research on it and ran across more than 10 different mainstream news articles where they admit that this is al-Qaeda. That's the dominant group. And that Sharia law will now be put into effect, which should make a lot of the neocons and others very, very happy, because now they can have this clash of civilizations between the West and the, quote, extremist, which is the central banking cartel's plan. See, people tend to think of it as America versus the Muslims, or America versus the Chinese, or vice versa. Or, hey, Moody's downgraded Japan. Isn't that great? Their economy's falling apart. We'll do better. That's not how economies really work. This will only hurt the United States that Japan is slipping into a, well, it's been in a deep recession for 15 years, which you could call a depression, on the heels of a Fukushima disaster. So we tend to think of this as nation states, but really it's global special interests that are above the law, perching and sitting upon the nation states, playing us off against each other. So that is some of the news, some of the information that we are going to be going over and breaking down today. Now, obviously, we'll get more into U.S. East Coast may be at risk for aftershocks with yesterday's 5.9. It was a 5.8, upgraded to a 5.9. Also, a strong East Coast quake, highly unusual seismologists and other scientists that study earthquakes and other geological activities have said cracks discovered in the Washington Monument, a nuclear plant near epicenter, of course, shut down yesterday as a precaution. Problem is, if there's a real disaster, the government has a history of covering that up, so we don't know. Also, witnesses saw D.C. buildings shake during 5.9 earthquake that affected eight different states and was felt all the way into Canada. So that is also coming up today. And on the Libya front, there's lots of hype now about Gaddafi and rebels in hiding. And will they release a dirty bomb on us now? And can Homeland Security eradicate all of our rights to keep us safe for the bankers to rape us? Had a Freudian slip. Keep us safe from al-Qaeda, who is Gaddafi, but he's actually not al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's the new government, but what are you going to do at the end of the day? So that is some of the news I'll be breaking down on that front. Some interesting news. Ron Paul picks up steam despite minimal media coverage. KHOU television is covering that here in Texas. So he is winning more and more of the polls, or in a dead heat with Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann. That's why the system's still ignoring him. He still gets the least amount of coverage of any of the candidates. Even candidates that don't even show up 5 percentage points in the polls get lavish with 2, 3, 4 times the coverage that Ron Paul gets. So we're going to be going over that and wide open phones throughout the broadcast for 30 minutes in the third hour. We're going to travel to Kentucky with a guest to look at the takeover by the banks of that state. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Stories here today, and then we're going to take a lot of your phone calls, because again, when I listen to rebroadcast, I always enjoy the calls, the different news items you bring up, the different directions you take us in. It's like spinning a wheel of fortune. The questions, the comments, people that disagree, people that agree, I certainly enjoy it and find it to be informative and edifying to the max. So I'm going to be giving the toll-free number out here in a few minutes after I have gone over some of the news. Then coming up for about 30 minutes for part of the third hour, Gatewood Galbraith, a perennial candidate and well-known political activist across the country based in Kentucky, is going to be coming on to discuss this news article out of Alternet, how J.P. Morgan took over all of Kentucky's financial services. And why you should be scared. And it just shows the complete and total financial domination of this country. So he'll be joining us coming up. And I have other little interesting tidbits of news. The foreign ownership of our media is accelerating. Carlos Slim increases his stake in New York Times. Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim has increased his stake in the New York Times company just weeks after the U.S. newspaper group repaid the emergency $250 million loan it took from Mr. Slim in 2009, and he's now upped his stake from 6.9% to 7.3%. That's out of the Financial Times of London. Mr. Slim, who made his money with a telecommunications monopoly in Mexico and other ways. So interesting to see that going on. But, I mean, what's it matter if a monopolist baron out of Mexico is buying larger stakes, or if the Saudis own the largest percentages of Fox News Corp? I mean, at the end of the day, U.S. taxpayer money has been reportedly pumped into MSNBC, you name it. It's all just a bunch of propaganda. And that's why the establishment is so secure in their takeover of this country and the rest of the world, because they get away with bloody murder. Now, I want to get into the financial news, the big developments in Libya, the earthquake news, and more. But first, this morning it hit me. And it hits me all the time, but it really hit me that we've gone over the edge. We're not on the edge, we're over the edge when it comes to historical corruption and tyranny really, really blooming, really growing. This country is just overrun by corrupt individuals carrying out corrupt practices. Our economy is more and more converting from a free market, free society to a crony, insider, monopoly system. And that can only happen because we have several generations of very spoiled people, very entitled people, who are so self-centered that even as they lose their productivity, their future, and their standard of living, they still don't want to get up and get involved and take their country back. Those that are politically involved are somewhat awake across the spectrum, but they really don't get the finer details. And they also miss the larger backdrop of mega banks, powerful families, insiders, huge combines that have a decidedly anti-human, anti-family, anti-free market, really hyper-authoritarian mindset. And I've talked a lot about this. If you've studied history, you know that dictators, corrupt oligarchies, endless wars, torture, secret arrest, power-tripping ruling classes, demanding your daughters service them, going into farming belts and massacring everybody, powerful elites, when they're not opposed, run rampant because it's their nature. They like overrunning. They like burning cities. They like wars. They don't like commerce. They use monopoly commerce to destroy real commerce. It's a scorched earth mindset, a spirit of total monopoly that sees any form of independence, strength, or beauty as its enemy. And in the final equation, that's why I am fearless. That's why I am willing to sacrifice my time, my energy, my name in this fight. I know that the road I'm on does not lead to a very happy place individually. But history also shows that when things start to get dark, when things start to get really bad, that's when the best in humanity shines. And that if we counter the deceptive narrative of the globalist and their false global, economic, political, spiritual paradigm, that we can trailblaze and really give the population an alternative to the globalist model. And we are in a race. We are in a race for our very existence, our very future. I don't want to say that I'm depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm more chastened or chilled. I don't mean chilled in a relaxed way, sitting back in an easy chair, drinking a Dos Equis like Mr. Tough Guy. I mean chilled to the bone with the realization that history's roadmap has served us well, and that my analysis, Ron Paul's prognosis, other historians' view and assessment of our situation was absolutely on target, except in one facet. We tend to underestimate evil. We tend to underestimate avarice and greed and hatred and corruption. It is the great plenty. It is the prosperity that liberty generated, that freedom generated, that triggered the corrupt power elite and the robber barons to focus their energies on the United States to then overtake it and use that wealth and prowess to take over the world while at the same time destroying our republic from the inside. And it is because there's still so much food on the table and so much entertainment that even as the oxygen is taken out of the room, even as our society rots and the roads fall apart and the police are laid off and the taxes go up, and as the borders are opened and as the illegals are legalized, as the country rots into the ground, it does it incrementally so that still the average person can't recognize it. People are starting to see it, starting to smell it. But if the general public could know what I know, or could know what Ron Paul knows, or what other people who've studied common sense and history know, people would be repenting. And by repenting, even if you're not a Christian, I mean repenting, saying, I'm angry at myself for not doing more, for not being informed, for being lazy, for valuing things that don't really have value, and not appreciating things that really are the heart of civilization, the heart of freedom. Bondage is a horrible thing. The humiliation of not being a free man and not controlling your own destiny is a thousand deaths. A person of courage only dies one death, but a coward, a slave, dies thousands of deaths. And I see the excesses and the wanton prosecution of tyranny against every form of goodness and the religious fervor with which the system destroys the republic, destroys the Bill of Rights, destroys the Constitution. I am watching our shields fall, the hedge fall. I'm watching what our forebears built, a system to protect the individual and to protect basic freedom. I am watching it burn up before my eyes like a city on fire, collapse daily. Things that the globalists would only attack from the side with a glancing blow, things that they would only chew at on the edges for decades, they are now just wrecking balls to the War Powers Act, wrecking balls, the power of the purse, wrecking balls to Congress with the Super Congress, wrecking balls to the Second Amendment, wrecking balls to sovereignty and the border. I mean, they are just, it is all being destroyed right now. Any way you look at it, we now have a dictatorship of the executive branch in this country. The Republic has truly fallen.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
So Muammar Gaddafi is vowing to fight for years, and it's buried all over the even mainstream media that the main rebel force is real al-Qaeda, that these are rebels that fought U.S. forces in Iraq, and that they are now to be given control of the government of Libya And undoubtedly now they will let these groups attack the United States and then simply take more of our liberties. See, that's the masterpiece that is staged terror. But don't forget what CNN and Fox News are both reporting. First responders decry exclusion from 9/11 ceremony. They are not allowed to be there. The government says, well, we're going to try to recognize you, but you're not allowed into Ground Zero. Only the politicians are. Why is that? Well, it's because most of these responders are mad about the fact that they have been denied health care for 9+ years. And when they finally were authorized to get it, they have to go through Homeland Security every time they access health care to, quote, check them to make sure they're not terrorists. And all over the country, in many different types of jobs now, including union jobs, you have to get Homeland Security authorization before you can have that job. And I'm talking about janitorial jobs, street sweeping jobs. See, the war on terror is about making us all prisoners who've got to get government permission, even if you've never committed a crime, to buy a gun, to have a job, to travel. That's the essence of an internal checkpoint in an authoritarian system. But it's all done to fight the terrorist. And then meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda, for 6 years, has been attacking the Iranians in staged terror attacks in their country to undermine that government. And our own supposed government admits it. And then they're used against the Serbs, they're used against the Russians, they're used against Gaddafi. As I've told you, Osama bin Laden was CIA created and trained. 9/11 was a staged event. The official story is a fraud. And 9/11 has been used to burn our republic to the ground. We're now just basically more real estate. If we don't have that Bill of Rights, if we don't have that Constitution, then we're just more dirt. Like North Korea or Mexico or Russia or China. Joe Biden yesterday said he totally understands China's one-child policy and doesn't have a problem with it. I bet he doesn't have a problem with it. It was the United States went over there and signed an agreement to industrialize China and to sign tax deals to ship our jobs there in the mid-1970s. You've seen the results of that. If China would reduce their population, that's how important it is to the globalists to kill people. This is a command and control system meant to level society, meant to bring us back to the Stone Age, while the elites behind their national security cordons enjoy the advanced technologies that our tax money has financed the development of. You know, until just about 3 years ago, all over the world, it was in basic medical handbooks not to give a pregnant woman vaccines. Now, they tell them vaccinate pregnant women first and often. Causes all sorts of neurological disorders, brain damage in the baby. That's admitted. I've got an article by a medical doctor today, Dr. Mark Circus. Vaccine assault on children by world government. And it goes through the fact that they go into areas with debilitated and already sick children who they know are sick and inject them knowing it's going to absolutely devastate them. All over the world, I see articles coming out every week now where they give people more shots filled with sterilants, filled with live viruses, polio with live virus. And I just sit here and watch the scientific dictatorship spiking our food, spiking our water, spiking our air, admitting they're chemtrailing us now. And they just sit there and you watch the addled, brain-damaged population squirming and flopping around. And I watch the globalists like a cat playing with a mouse, just torturing humanity and getting away with it. And just stealing and robbing, and it's got to come to an end. Humanity must awaken. All right, I'll get to the news and your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Of news now that I've had a few segments to pontificate about the fact that an effective dictatorship of the bureaucracy is self-financed and peopled by members of the Fortune 100 that control government via the revolving door and, of course, their political contributions. But that's a small part of it. It's the payoffs by hiring politicians and generals once they get out of government and then go back into government. It's the payoffs by hiring their wives and their children. I mean, this is a system where big corporations can come in, pay government off, and government will openly let them write the regulations to shut down their competition. It is the essence of true discrimination. But notice people only think about discrimination in terms of what color someone is. Now, the toll-free number to join us on any of the news items we've raised is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Getting briefly back to the first responders being barred from the 10th anniversary, that's not a joke. I was on Mancal Muller's syndicated radio show today, as I am every Wednesday, as a guest, 15 minutes or so, and I brought this up to him, and he didn't believe it at first, and then his producers were able to pull up Associated Press, New York Times, CNN, that indeed they're not allowed in Ground Zero with the thousands of people. Only the politicians and corporate chiefs are allowed there to talk about the heroes of 9/11 and sell giving up our liberties because the first responders want us to give up our freedoms. But they're not allowed to be there because most of them don't buy the official story. The vast majority, I've met hundreds of them. Again, I would go down there 5-6 years ago and would get flipped off some, would get yelled at by some of the firemen, some of the police who were there for the memorial. Some of them, a lot of them shook my hand, patted me on the back, and gave us interviews. We've interviewed quite a few police officers, firefighters, medics, and others. The last time I was there, wow, it's now 3 years ago. I haven't been back in 3 years, or is it? Yeah, it'll be 3 years this year. I couldn't walk down the street. I mean, it was commanders and captains and firefighters and police. Now, there were a few Marines. One guy was leading a horse. He was part of a parade. He flipped us off. We have video of that and posted on the web. And later we ran into him in a restaurant. And of course, he wasn't there on 9/11. But, you know, he flipped us off and thought that was real tough, that we were out there saying 9/11 was an inside job. But you're there saying 9/11 is an inside job, and thousands of police and military and firefighters are going by, and they're going, "We appreciate you, Alex. Yes, sir. We know. Good job. Good job." I'm like, you want to talk on camera? No, just, I mean, it was like the head honchos were out there, firemen and police. You know, the guys, the commanders were, "Alex, we appreciate you." And then, but again, those were people who were there officially because they were people that responded that day. I could go around the corner and protest and have, you know, Port Authority cops come over and get in our face and act like gangster thugs. But, I mean, I've interviewed the police officers on this show who were there and heard the countdown to blow up Building 7. But I don't need to have them on as a guest. I heard it on the radio. They're going to blow up Building 7. We played the clips. They're going to blow up Building 7. Police saying, "Get back." They're blowing it up. Again, are my lying eyes lying? No, they're not. So why won't the firemen and police and medical people, the real heroes of 9/11, who did respond, many of which died, many of which were injured, why can't they be there? Because they can't be trusted, ladies and gentlemen. They know they were lied to about the dust, the asbestos. Their treatment was blocked. Now they've got to be put through a terrorist database. Firemen and police officers that I've interviewed on this show get men in suits showing up at their house threatening them. They get set up. They get robbed. They get beat up. Do you know how much surveillance they're under? They know about the bombs. They know about the molten metal. They're not allowed in there. In fact, I want to tell my producers now, I want to go back over and see who Luke recommends because he keeps a tally and knows all these great men and women. We need to, like, as we lead up to 9/11, now only a week and a half away, that tragic event 10 years later, we need to go back over all those police officers, firefighters, emergency responders, military people who we've had on who saw the bombs going off, heard the bombs, heard the feds say we're going to blow up Building 7. We need to get them on the show. A lot of them we've gotten on, and then I call back a year later, and they go, "I've just had too many threats. Man, they've been breaking in my house. They've been threatening me. They said they're going to kill my wife. I'm done. This country's done. If I had money, I'd leave the country. I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, I'm not coming on your show." I mean, you're on the phone with a cop, you know, who's got full disability and was in, you know, injured, and people that have had their legs cut off and stuff. I mean, I've interviewed these people. And you're on the phone with them, and they're under surveillance and harassment. Because, I mean, this is what goes on in America. And people say, well, then why are you alive? They'll take over Libya. They'll kill their former asset, Saddam. They will kill JFK, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy. Why aren't you dead? And believe me, I ask that question a lot. And at the end of the day, I think it's people praying for me. I know it is. And it's also from the establishment's position, they don't want to underline, highlight, put 10 exclamation points behind everything I've said and done. You know, I've been doing this for 16 plus years and came from total obscurity and have had a slow burn and now reach millions and millions of people every day. And I think they've made the calculation that if they kill me, it could turn me into a martyr. And they've tried to set me up, and they've tried to throw the women at me, and they've tried to infiltrate my office, and they've sent cops up and, you know, hey, let's do something violent. I mean, I've been through all that. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. But it is creepy, and it's sad, because if we had a real free market and a fairer system where we strive for innovation, where we strive against corruption, where we strive to have an open and free and healthy society, where goodness is honored, we have a much better world that way. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but we strive towards that. Instead, the corruption's so bad, a lot of people just have the attitude of there's nothing you can do, just let it, you know, let it run wild. Well, when you have that attitude, nothing is held back, and you get an absolute race to the bottom. I mean, I was thinking this morning about everything our so-called government does to destroy this country. Tax incentives to move overseas, bailout money to the auto industry to move to South America, China, and Eastern Europe. Billion-plus dollars per fact, paying to move it. I mean, that is so over the top. It's so over the top to say no first responders are allowed at Ground Zero. I mean, it's gigantic. You could fit 50,000 people in there. They bring thousands of them in every year. The problem is that I've been there, and I've been invited in, by the way, by first responders who were allowed to bring a few friends in, and I've said no. Because in one case, my sixth sense said, don't do it. It might be a setup. But I've seen the videos shot by Luke and others who've gotten in because they're with victims, family members, and others. And it is politicians getting their arms grabbed going, I know you blew it up. You know, we know it's an inside job. And firemen saying, we know what you did. I mean, they are scared of the cops and the firefighters. And they should be. The firefighters know all about fire. They know those buildings were blown up. They were all told they were blown up that day. For 5 weeks, there was molten lava under the buildings from jet fuel that doesn't burn half that hot. They use super weapons on that baby. And I wish every day this wasn't true. This is not fun. I didn't ever imagine I would get in this position in the fight against tyranny. I was just going to be a guy on Access TV, and then they called up and said, hey, you want a local radio show? You're good on Access TV. And then here I am all these years later, and I have this incredible responsibility, and I wish it wasn't true. I wish I could lie to myself and say this wasn't real. But don't you understand, folks, we don't have any future. I mean, if I would have sold out a decade ago and 7 years ago when I got big establishment offers, oh, you'll end up having a TV show, book deals, everything else. I don't even call when big publishers call now offering me national book deals. I don't even have enjoyment when famous people call me up anymore. There's no ego. There's no, oh, it's fun to be a radio talk show host. It's all now just the duty to research this horrible stuff and then to present it to you. I mean, it's like you're driving by and you see a horrible car wreck and see people getting thrown out of the car, and it's not fun. It's your duty to pull over and render a maid, and you walk over and the woman's got her neck chopped open and blood squirting out, and another guy's got his nose torn off and they're begging for help, and you know, you put pressure on their neck for them. I'll never forget the two really bad car wrecks I saw where I helped people. The smell of blood and the smell of fear and humanity dragging itself along the ground. I'm so sad when I look at the public and see how weak they are, how weak their eyes are, how soulless they become. And I know they're being poisoned. I know that's why. I can't even get mad at them and say, look, idiot, wake up, because they were set in front of a television from birth and they were drugged and poisoned the whole time. And they're like zombies who just giggle at you. They've been chemically lobotomized. They're like people in a mental institution. And they look at someone who is hyper aware, hyper involved, hyper researched, and they see me as the bad man. And I know why they see me as the bad man. I understand it. It's so over the top to use Al-Qaeda to kick out Gaddafi. It's so over the top to take the veterans' death benefits and now announce they're going to cut half their pensions. They'll get the other half too. It's so over the top to have Obama legalize all the illegals that were about to be deported and say, that's it, you're all legal from now on. It's so hardcore to give $16 trillion and then $1.5 trillion and another $8 trillion, another $4 trillion to foreign banks and U.S. newspapers and Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, direct taxpayer money. I mean, that is so hardcore. It is so hardcore to know that they gave over 100 million Americans knowingly. This is declassified. U.S. government, you can pull up, U.S. government admits over 100 million Americans got cancer from polio vaccine. And then in the reports, they just talk about it like they're talking about the price of tires or something, or you know, something in the green sheets. It's like, well, yes, over 100 million did get cancers and died from it. And then you cut to some CBC TV piece where they interview the vaccine doctor who developed it, and he just goes, yeah, millions died. Your mama, your daddy. I mean, they killed them. They're killing us. And it's funny. It's cute. It's like their ego. They get off on spiking the factor VIII with HIV and hepatitis knowingly and shipping it out. These UN doctors get off on giving African kids vaccines that sterilize them and brain damage them and give them HIV. And it's just fun. And it just goes on and on and on and on, evil upon evil upon evil. And I know why they haven't killed me yet. They don't want to spook people. They are poisoning and killing and microwaving us with the cell phones and spiking the water with uranium and radium and everything else, and they are just enjoying themselves. This is like a long 50-course meal that never ends for these psychopaths, and it's so beautiful for them. It feels so good to know how many children are throwing up and dying under chemotherapy right now with their hair falling out and the light going out of their eyes. It's so wonderful for them and so beautiful to them that they don't want to spook anybody. It's like I'm a little spike buck coming out in the edge of the field following the doe. I'm a yearling. And I'm coming out with my little horns, my little antlers, and they've got me right there in their sights. And they go, no, no, don't spook anybody. You kill him, that'll only give him credibility. This guy's too on target. Let him go on to the feeder and then go on into the woods, because I know there's a big 20 point. There's a big wall hanger, because I've checked where he's rubbing over there. I've checked where he's bedding down. He's in there, and he's watching. And then sure enough, that little spike goes into the woods, and they've got America, your family, every one of you. You're the big prize. They got you right in their sight. And they're just lovingly just squeezing that trigger. They just breathe out, and they just, okay, sodium fluoride, cancer viruses, GMO, every one of them designed to sterilize people. Let me just, okay, let me. Oh. Oh, yeah. And they just pull the trigger and kill the Republic. They want to take their time gutting you and your family. They think they've won, ladies and gentlemen. They think they've won. and they're getting all their little pieces in place. And I've got a message to the servants of this system. I've got a message to you right now. I've got a question I want to ask you. That's the message. A lot of you are not psychopaths. A lot of you are sociopaths. And you're doing what you're doing for power and status. And at a subconscious level, you feel like you're on the winning team. I'm talking about corporate chiefs, bureaucrats, assassination teams, special forces, police, all of you. You need to understand, you didn't sign on like Enos or Roscoe Pico Train to Boss Hogg's operation where you just get to shake people down and live in a bigger house and it's fun. You signed on with Satan. And even if you don't believe in Satan, this might as well be it. It's as evil as you can imagine and more. You've signed on to something that is going to destroy you and your family. And a lot of you that serve evil are going to be hurt by the very system you're bringing in. You've still got humanity.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rossberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are fighting the worldwide eugenics dictatorship. This is an emergency transmission, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., back Sundays 4 to 6. This is not entertainment. This is not radio. This is not a swollen, egotistical, preening, peacock, leftist or mainline conservative radio host. This is someone who has faced the real reality and who has studied the globalists' own battle plans that are public. All you have to do is have the courage to face their battle plan. A good place to start is Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free on YouTube and Google Video. You say you've seen it. Good. Get the link. Get it out to people. Get the DVD. Make copies. This isn't a game. This isn't a game. The globalists have taken the planet over, and they don't want this many people. The fiat money is like chips that, you know, people play make-believe poker with, or Monopoly money. The globalists have to run this whole fake economy just for us, and they're sick of it. They don't like it. They took the planet over. They see it as theirs. They believe in survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and so they're addling everyone with drugs and chemicals to dumb you down and build a control grid to outright slaughter our butts. Have you studied what the Soviets, the Nazis, the Romans, the Israelites, what every culture, what the Aztecs did to their neighbors? They killed everybody. This is standard procedure. And they kill you with these soft kill weapons. All right, I'm going to go to Carl, Danny, Tony, Alan, Seth. I'll get to all the news at the bottom of the next hour because I want to take a lot of calls. Carl in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, good morning. I apologize what happened the other day. My battery on my phone died.
So, that's all right. You're on air, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Brother, I have so many things to talk to you about. I know I only have about a minute, but I could talk to you for 2 hours on so many subjects. But I just want to tell you about my little stepmom here in Southern California. She's wonderful. She's 92 years of age, and she listens religiously to you. There's a radio station that we have here. They don't air your show until 2 in the morning. They used to have you on during the day. They only let you on for 1 hour, and then they cut you off.
What station is that?
It's radio station. Can I tell you the call letters?
Yeah, of course you can.
KCAA AM 1050.
Oh, yeah.
They leave no listeners behind.
Yeah.
Anyway, brother, I just wanted to let you know about her. She's wonderful. She told me about all what you're seeing 30 years ago.
Absolutely. There were a lot of people knew what was going on 30 years ago.
And I didn't believe her. I said, well, maybe she's, getting up in years and, you know, she's getting kind of paranoid. And it took me 20 plus years to realize, you know what? I mean, she's wise, you know, beyond description. Anyway, I'm 47. I'm about 10 years older than you, but you are, you know, you're just miles ahead of me on knowledge and so on and so forth.
No, I'm not. Believe me, sir, just like your mother knew this decades ago, 30 years ago, all you've got to do is go read what they say about us. I mean, it's all a big joke to them, and that's why they operate out in the open. And what concerns me is that they're accelerating everything now. They're getting more and more wild, more and more out in the open. And I just wonder what's coming next. I mean, legalizing all the illegals, not even an issue. Republicans aren't even talking about it. Wars without congressional approval, super congresses, carbon taxes. I mean, it's just crazy. God bless you and your mother. We're going to come back now. Good to hear from you. Yeah, we've been on KCAA for like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years. They've got us on at all different times. Just call them, tell them to pick the show up more. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.